You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy.
I wanted the fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh well, guess beggars can't be choosy. Wanted to receive attention from my music. Wanted to be left alone in public, excuse me. They wanted my cake and eat it too. They wanted it both ways. Fame made me a balloon, cause my ego inflated when I blew sleep. But it was confusing, cause all I wanted to do was be the Bruce Lee of loosely abused ink. Use it as a tool when I blew steam. Hit the lottery, ooh wee. But with what I gave up to get was bittersweet. It's like winning and use me. I'm running cause I think I'm getting so huge. I need a shrink, I'm beginning to lose sleep. One sheep, two sheep, going cuckoo and kooky is cool key. But I'm actually weirder than you think, cause
I'm friends with the monster.
Good Tuesday morning to you. Mike McMarin for a Tuesday edition of All Marine Radio, right here on the All Warrior Radio Network. Hope you're having a good morning. Let me tell you what we're going to do today. We'll check the news of the morning and a couple things that, you know, that come up on this program that I want to talk about. One is the whole transgender issue. Right? You know, and I've kind of, I don't want to say speculated, but, you know, we've kind of talked about it. But Dan Lamoth from the Washington Post wrote an article about a year ago about five things that the DOD needed to deal with. And, so I want to kind of go through that article. Then I want to read you an article by a former Army staff NCO whose story is kind of odd, but nonetheless, here it is. It's a he's a transgender person under the broad umbrella of that. Now, under the broad umbrella of transgender, I didn't realize this, but not everybody opts to be surgically modified. Some people are hybrids, if you will. All right. There's obviously people at both ends of the spectrum. There are men who identify as women that stay physically men. Right, that they would probably categorize themselves as transgender people. There's women. They don't line up linearly, right? There's something amiss. Not amiss. There's something crooked in that logical syllogism. I'm physically a male. I'm mentally a male. Therefore, I'm a man. Their logical syllogism would be, I'm physically a man. I'm intellectually a woman. Therefore, I am transgender. That's how they're. And so, what I learned in reading, not everybody opts for to be surgically modified. Some people do. There's various stages in between. So anyway, I want to talk about that a little bit today. Because courts have ruled that the DOD has to take transgender recruits. The DOD said they will accept them. Blah, 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 blah. So we'll do that. So I want to talk a little bit about that today. The next thing I want to talk about is, I want to talk about Steve Bannon today. Now, Steve Bannon is a guy that I want to hate because I don't like him. I kind of think that I kind of think that the how do I say it? The characters of him, there is some element of truth to that, you know? I don't find him a likable person, okay? So I saw that he was speaking. I saw that he was speaking, and so I saw that it on YouTube. And so I watched it while I was, I was running or something. And so he's talking to a group of minority business owners, and he was talking about economic nationalism. And so I thought, well, I'll listen to what Bannon has to say about economic nationalism. So I'm going to play that for you this morning. It's about 45 minutes. And I would tell you that if you close your eyes and say, okay, what are we talking about, and what era in the United States is this coming from, okay? If you ask yourself, if you close your eyes and say, okay, where am I and what's going on? You're not going to say, it's 2017, I'm in the United States of America. You're going to say, here's what I think, it's 1950s in the United States of America, and this is a Democratic office seeker. Okay? Because he keeps talking about American jobs and American labor and American entrepreneurs. And so when you listen to it, the message is something that I've kind of had in my head for a while. And the message I would tell you is this. How does this whole thing work where we continue to export the jobs of the middle class? And that what we're told is, yeah, but they're going to be replaced by high-tech jobs. Well, what about the people that don't do high-tech? What about the people that don't go to college? What about, are they just lost to the, so they're bound for service jobs? So we have high-end and low-end, but we don't have much in between. And so to me, that's what I've never understood about the quote-unquote globalization and the people that will take us there. So what? The United States is left with intellectual property, high-end jobs, and then everything else that would go to the middle class now goes out of the country because, you know, we want to buy our Christmas lights for a dollar cheaper or $3 cheaper. And so all those jobs go overseas, and what we're left with is service jobs. And the high-tech jobs, the new jobs that get created. Yes? And there's nothing in between. And I would say historically that Theodore Roosevelt, like, dealt with that. When he, you know, there's, I should get the passage out of Edmund Morris's biography of Roosevelt when he, I think it's called Theodore Rex. Maybe, I'm not sure. It might be called Theodore Roosevelt. But anyway, he talks about when he's riding on the train, you know, he's driving through where trains tend to go, the poor parts of the city, and he's looking, and he knows that if he doesn't do something to correct the course of American economic commercial activity, that we are going to wind up like Europe, and that is with a polarized culture, the haves and the have-nots. Which has led to the rise of anarchists at the time in Europe, and in Roosevelt's mind, surely pointed them towards violent revolution. So anyway, so the whole concept of economic nationalism, I don't know how this idea of globalism works. So it means that, and especially when you hear Bannon talk about it. Do you think China Why do you think these factories have gone to China? Because they want to be there. China is the worst enforcer of international property, intellectual property rights in the world. They steal everything. Nothing. So why does everybody come to the United States with intellectual property? Because the United States will enforce those laws. So what does China do? China forces Apple. You want access to our market? You've got to build your phones here. What does the United States do? Well, we just want access to cheap phones so you can build them in China. So what if the phone costs $25 more on a $700 phone? Who gives a rip? But we've exported all of that. So I'm curious about that. So we'll check the headlines of the day. We'll talk transgender military, Bannon, and then the gunner will join us. So all that. So today's going to be a learning day for at least me. Now, for everybody. The transgender issue is a little bit different than I thought. But things I thought are true and valid. It's a little bit more complex issue though, because of the varying shades of what's in there. So, with that said, good morning to everybody. And hope you're having a good Tuesday. Today is the 12th day of December. And on our way to Christmas. So, Merry Christmas to everybody and Happy Holidays if you're not a Christmas person. United States Marine Corps Band makes Tuesday official. Good morning to you. Because it's what we do.
Can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
My fellow Americans, I'm pleased to tell you today that I've signed legislation that will outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
doesn't keep me awake at night. Yeah, boom. I don't even know that he used to either. The one skill that you have to learn with the Secretary of Defense is I don't know. And then you have to go do your due diligence. Go get the answer. Go question the answer. And then give it to him. And then he crosses you out of his book. You say, sir, I don't know. And then he writes a little box, right? McNamara, RFI, blah, 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 blah. And you get crossed off the list. Yeah. And you know what? If you do that, he's a smart guy and working for him is pretty interesting. All right. We'll check the weather right now. Currently, cloudy and 43 in Quantico. Mostly sunny in 55 Camp Lejeune. Mostly sunny 46 at Granbury, Texas. Sunny in 47 in Big Timber, Montana. Big Timber, Montana is warmer than Camp Pendleton. Yeah, how about that? Sunny in 49 in 29 Palms. Camp Pendleton, sun in 43. Okinawa, cloudy, dark, and 62. Marja, clear, dark, and 42. The home of Allmarine Radio, fair and 45. You got to be kidding me. This is ridiculous. Looking for a high of 81 today. Yeah. Winds are calm. 77 tomorrow, and then 75 on Thursday. That's a look at your weather. We'll take a break. We're going to check news headlines when we come back. So don't touch that dial. News headlines, transgender, and then Steve Bannon. Going to talk international. Going to talk about economic nationalism in the United States. What does it mean? Yeah. What does it mean? So trust me. Going to be interesting. I find it, I don't want to like the guy. And I'm just, politics just rubs me the wrong way. I think it ought to be able to be done better. Bannon doesn't seem to mind rolling up his sleeves and getting dirty and playing the game that is American politics. I just don't care for it. So, with that said, I find that I listen to his message and it resonates with me. It resonates with me. And he says things that I say. And I think he listens to Allmarine Radio, but he just doesn't tell anybody. Because he's ripping my shit off. And worst part about the guy, he's not even footnoting it. He's not even saying, hey, I got this off Allmarine Radio. Boom. So, yeah, I'm going to put his ass on notice. And I'll tell you specifically what he says in this lecture that is mine, and I've been saying it for years. So, more of Allmarine Radio on a Tuesday coming up next right here on your home for it. The one and only, the All Warrior Radio Network.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of the 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nelson. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
This hour of All Marine Radio is brought to you by our friends at Battle Mug, home of the world-famous Battle Mug. Starts as 10 pounds of aluminum. It's milled, machined, anodized, adorned with Picatinny rails, and then stamped with the serial number, and it's ready for you to make your own. Anything that went on your rifle or pistol can go on your mug. Scope, laser, camera, light. Put a lid on it, and you're ready for the field. If you're inside, add a flag and an emblem, and you're set. Perfect for any commemorative event. Farewell, promotion, retirement, birthday, anniversary, or get out of the doghouse. The Battle Mug is the perfect unique gift. Check out the entire line of product at battlemug.com. Enter the promo code Marine for 15% off. Battle Mug is a veteran-owned and operated company. The product is made entirely in the United States. Check it out, battlemug.com.
All I can say about militarybyowner.com is, wow, I listed my house on your website for only 2 weeks in a tough rental market, and now my house is about to get rented. I will definitely recommend you guys to everyone in the military. Thank you.
Are you located near a military base? Advertise with Military by Owner for optimum exposure to the military community. Military by Owner has experience helping military families find, sell, or rent their home near a military base for the past 15 years. MilitaryByOwner.com, proven and dependable.
I'm an individual member. I joined the Global South Foundation because I believe in what it can do, and I also wanted to stay tied to the community that I was part of.
The benefits for individual members of the Global South Foundation are two things. One is networking, keeping in touch with the community, developing new relationships at any stage of your career. And secondly, it helps people stay abreast and up to date on the latest issues that the South community should be aware of.
The Global South Foundation is a great partner of All Marine Radio. Find out more about them at globalsoftfoundation.org/Marines.
We all have the ability to touch the lives of those around us. Moms, dads, neighbors, teachers, friends. These are the people who are always there to listen when we need to talk. Though their actions may not always be monumental, they are always felt. To someone going through a difficult time, a text, a call, or a visit can mean so much. Reach out to the veterans in your life today. Let them know they're not alone. One simple act can make all the difference. That's the power of one. If you're a veteran in crisis or know one who is, visit VeteransCrisisLine.net for free 24/7 confidential support. Or call 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.
You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network. Here on a Tuesday morning, Mike McNamara with you. So good morning to you. Check some headlines. Got something to talk about the gunner with. Yeah, ammunition. First thing out of the chute this morning. Marine Corps adopts new M855A1 round. In 2018, the Marine Corps will be adopting the Army's enhanced 5.56 rifle round for Marines in combat. The round will improve, has proved a deadlier bullet than the Corps' M855 round, said Chris Woodburn, the Marine Corps' Combat Developmental Command. It provides improved performance over the current round in a lead-free form factor and provides improved steel penetration, hard and soft target terminal effects, and more consistent terminal effects than the M855 that ranges out to 600 meters. All right, so there you have it. There's issue number one for Michael Musselman. The ammunition. The so we'll talk to him about that and get his thoughts on it. The and he's always he goes Roman candle on that. All right, so that's one issue. Next story: Helmand again, the focus of U.S. strategy in Afghanistan. Well, you know what? That's not a bad thing. That's, you know, Helmand being the focus. I mean, it sucks that we're doing it again, but you know, we've been there. We've done it. We know how to do it. We know the lay of the land. Helmand Valley, Afghanistan, has been pummeled as of late by U.S. air and artillery strikes targeting Taliban battlefield commanders and opium production facilities. The ramp up of operations is in the sparsely populated region is a bit of deja vu for U.S. forces. Not, this is by Sean Shaw. Not too long ago, Helmand was the primary focus of then U.S. commander of the commander of U.S. forces in Afghanistan, General Stanley McChrystal, when the Obama administration surged troops. In the past several weeks, Helmand has once again taken the spotlight, this time as part of the Trump administration's new South Asia strategy. 9 of 14 districts are controlled by the Taliban, according to a government watchdog group, and record opium production continues to fill Taliban coffers. The Afghan troop surge and rapid drawdown under the Obama administration, which I was a part of, has received its fair share of criticism, notably the decision to focus much of America's combat power in one of the most sparsely populated regions of Afghanistan. Thousands of U.S. Marines had deployed to the poppy-infested agricultural heartland, that's right, fighting a brutal insurgency among small farm communities, sprawling along the meandering Helmand River. Hundreds of U.S. and coalition forces gave their lives in the region, where cost of their sacrifice has only secured a handful of districts today. The decision to deploy a high-tech stealth jet to destroy a drug lab is a peculiar choice, I'm sorry. Though U.S. officials contend the platform was chosen because of its ability to employ the small diameter bomb, which can limit collateral damage and potential civilian casualty. U.S. forces have also renewed a focus on removing Taliban commanders on the battlefield. On 1 December, U.S. forces killed the Taliban's infamous elite red unit, Mullah Shah Wali, or Haji Nasir in Helmand. And a small detachment of nearly 300 Marines in Task Force Southwest has also beefed up security in Helmand with HIMARS. So anyway, Marines are back at it. So we'll have to track down somebody. Just like we had Chris Julian on, we'll find somebody. Now we're going to talk about this later, but here's the headline. Court refuses Trump request to delay January 1 transgender enlistments. A federal court has knocked down the Trump administration's latest request to delay any transgender recruits from enlisting in the military as of January 1, 2018. The U.S. District Court Judge Colleen Kohler-Cotelli said the Justice Department's argument that the Pentagon did not have sufficient time to prepare to receive transgender recruits lacked merit, citing the amount of time that has passed from the initial ruling in October and their last-minute appeal to prevent reenlistments from occurring. So that going on. The you know, there's another headline: U.S. forces in Afghanistan on alert after Jerusalem announcement. I don't know that Afghanistan cares, to be honest with you. People would like to think they care, but the day after Osama bin Laden was killed, I mean, or that day, right? We thought the same thing. Well, what about, you know, what are they going to do? Bin Laden's dead. You know, are they going to, they didn't care. They didn't care one bit about him. They said, that's your guy, man. We don't care about him. We want Mullah Omar. That's who we want. We want his ass. So when you get him, you'll see us, you'll see us do something, but it'll be a celebration. So, Trump accuses Dems of blocking military funding and budget negotiations. And those are the major headlines. And then also the a new lightweight, fast-drying and lightweight tropical uniform and boots are being tested in Hawaii by Marines. The problem with those uniforms, as a rule, is they just they tear easily. They can't stand the rigors of the way you live, which is constantly the knees getting blown out, and just lighter weight fabric doesn't seem to be tough enough to live in that environment. But we'll see. Maybe technology has advanced that you can now, because, you know, everybody remembers a lighter weight, what they call them, their ripstop camis and things like that. They just don't hold up like other, how do I say it? They don't hold up like other more durable utilities have held up historically. And so you buy them and they wear out. I'll tell you what, though, in the course of wearing out, they're really comfortable. But they do wear out pretty quick. I would tell you, though, that I would rather do that. I'd rather change my utilities more often than wear heavy utilities. If that's what it comes down to, screw that heavy stuff, especially when you're always wet. It means you never, ever dry out. Yeah. Who's for that? I'm not for that. So we'll keep track of that test. I mean, the difference between the jungle uniform or the jungle or desert uniform, which is nice and comfortable, and then when you throw on your greens, your digital camouflage greens, yeah, that stuff is like heavy, 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 heavy compared to, that stuff is heavy compared to the desert stuff and not nearly as comfortable. So just a thought. The, early bird this morning, top five stories, survey says, stand by. One, microbes by the ton. Officials see weapons threat as North Korea gains biotech expertise. Yeah, okay. They're going to poison all of us. Good luck on that deal. Number two story, Pentagon unleashes 2,400 auditors for an unprecedented financial review. This may be, you know, as much as, you know, have you ever seen the president loves to call the SecDef Mad Dog? He was doing his political thing on what night? What was it, Friday when he was in Alabama or Saturday when he was in Alabama? I don't know which one. But he was doing his rally thing. Oh my God. Mad Dog. He called him Mad Dog about a half dozen times. He's like, come on, stop calling him Mad Dog. Nobody calls him that. Chaos. And this may be, his great legacy as a SecDef, depending on how long he stays there. But the Pentagon has unleashed 2,400 auditors for an unprecedented financial review. After decades of false start, the Department of Defense aims to issue its first audit report in November of 2018. The DOD is finally beginning an audit of its finances following years of calls for greater transparency and failed attempts to make its accounts fully reviewable. Defense Comptroller David Norquist made the announcement Thursday, saying the department's inspector general would begin the audit in December. Starting in 2018, Norquist said, the IG will issue reports on the Pentagon's finances annually. The first audit will be released in November of next year. Yikes. What the hell are they going to find in that ball of shit? Good question, eh? I agree. Good question. The, let's see. Number three, court refuses Trump request to delay January 1 transgender enlistment. So we'll talk about that in a minute. China may be preparing refugee sites in case of a Korean War. A leaked document from a Chinese telecommunications company hints that Beijing is anticipating an influx of war refugees. Yikes. The document dated July 7th was produced by China Mobile, the giant state-owned telecommunications company, specifically by the branch that serves Changbai County on the North Korean border. It says the company was conducting, quote, pre-communication security work for North Korean refugee camps in the region, specifically testing signal strength to five potential refugee settlements. Radio Free Asia's Huang Zhangshan and Xin Goi write in their December 7th report. When the authors, I won't try to say their names again, asked officials with China Mobile and the local government about the document, they denied that the work was related to the construction of refugee camps, but the RFA reporters wrote in a subsequent December 7th report that they had confirmed the plan's existence. 4 days later, China Mobile spokesman appeared to confirm the reports. Contacted by The Express, a UK-based newspaper, the spokesman said, the government has ordered these settlement points, but don't worry, no one is panicking here. Now, that's interesting. Five, joint U.S. drills simulate attack targeting North Korea missiles. Hey, if you're gonna practice, you might as well practice the real stuff, right? Which is it is what it is. All right, from Seoul, the U.S., Japan, and South Korea began joint exercises Monday to simulate how they would target Kim Jong Un's ballistic missiles in the event of an attack. Military officials from South Korea and Japan said North Korea last week said the outbreak of war was an established fact following another set of U.S.-South Korea exercises. Although the isolated country has often issued such fiery rhetoric and rhetoric without action. Monday's drills involved two U.S. destroyers as well as one warship from each Japan and South Korea, the South Korean military spokesman told NBC News. The exercises saw the three countries sharing tactical information during a simulation to target North Korean ballistic missiles, the spokesman said, adding that they came in response to growing North Korean nuclear and missile threats. So, good. Yeah, get out there, boys. Take the gloves off. Exercise the muscles. Get after it. All right, so those are the top five. And then, let's see. Marine Corps stuff. Military court case uncovers Marine sex escapades at Miramar. This is in the San Diego Union-Tribune. A decision handed down recently in a military appellate court sheds light on a sexual scandal that rocked Marine Corps Air Station Miramar last year, detailing a senior enlisted leader's escapades with a superior officer in their offices and inappropriate encounters with junior troops. A tribunal at the United States Navy Marine Corps Court of Appeals has refused to vacate the conviction of ex-Master Sergeant Frederico Rico Williams, a 21-year veteran of the service and one of Miramar's senior enlisted leaders, before his January 16, 2016 court-martial conviction and dramatic fall from power. A Marine jury called a panel in the military found him guilty of disobeying a lawful general order, uttering a false official statement, adultery, larceny, and obstruction of justice. He was sentenced to 6 months in the brig, busted down to private, and evicted from the Corps. Evicted from the Corps, that's what it says. On a bad conduct discharge. That is evicted from the Corps, which prevented him from retiring from the service and collecting military pension. Wow. In his appeal, Williams, 41, of San Diego, argued that his transgressions were minor and the discharge too severe, but the three judges disagreed and said the punishment fit the litany of crimes he had committed. Wow. When reached by phone, Williams said, "I definitely have a sour taste in my mouth. I sat in the brig for 6 months and wasn't allowed to retire from the Marine Corps after a good 21-year career," he said. Married in 2008, Williams was posted to Marine Wing Headquarters Squadron 3 at Miramar's 3rd Marine Air Wing. He served as both the maintenance management chief and one of the most senior non-commissioned officers inside the wing, responsible for overseeing supplies flowing to mechanics. During the investigation complaint against other senior leaders, a witness mentioned a problem in a $332 travel claim Williams submitted for a trip to Arizona's to Marine Corps Air Station Yuma. According to the Corps, he claimed his claim was based on a forged letter stating there was no on-base lodging for Williams to use, triggering a probe by NCIS. Agents soon learned about his extramarital affairs and other inappropriate relationships. The women included a superior officer only identified as First Lieutenant SS, a pair of unnamed sergeants who worked for Williams, and a female friend from high school days who accompanied him on the Yuma trip. Williams told the women to lie and say that she was his cousin if anyone asked, according to his court-martial documents. The military outlaws adulterous relationships, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, he got hammered. He got absolutely hammered. So anyway, that's going on. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're talking a little bit about transgender, doing some explaining. More of All Marine Radio coming up next, right here on your home for it, the All Warrior Radio Network.
California,
yeah.
You see them wearing their baggies.
What's this happening?
We're at these sandals, too. A bushy, bushy blonde hairdo, surfing USA. You'll catch them surfing at Delta.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of the 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner's looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nelson. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it. This hour of All Marine Radio is brought to you by our friends at Battle Mug, home of the world-famous Battle Mug. Starts with 10 pounds of aluminum. It's milled, machine, anodized, adorned with Picatinny rails, and then stamped with the serial number, and it's ready for you to make your own. Anything that went on your rifle or pistol can go on your mug. Scope, laser, camera, light. Put a lid on it, and you're ready for the field. If you're inside, add a flag and an emblem, and you're set. Perfect for any commemorative event. Farewell, promotion, retirement, birthday, anniversary, or get out of the doghouse. The Battle Mug is the perfect unique gift. Check out the entire line of product at BattleMug.com. Enter the promo code Marine for 15% off. Battle Mug is a veteran-owned and operated company. The product is made entirely in the United States. Check it out, BattleMug.com.
I'm an individual member. I joined the Global South Foundation because I believe in what it can do, and I also wanted to stay tied to the community that I was part of.
The benefits for individual members of the Global Stock Foundation are two things. One is networking, keeping in touch with the community, developing new relationships at any stage of your career. And secondly, it helps people stay abreast and up to date on the latest issues that the stock community should be aware of.
The Global Stock Foundation is a great partner of All Marine Radio. Find out more about them at globalstockfoundation.org/Marine.
MilitaryByOwner.com is an excellent resource for any military family moving to a new area. We found a ton of homes to choose from and purchased a house 8 days later. This was the only site I used. Thanks, Military by Owner.
Are you PCSing? Do you need to find a home near a military base quickly? With over 45,000 listings and 15 years of experience helping military families find, sell, or rent their home near a military base, MilitaryByOwner.com can help. Military by Owner. Proven and dependable.
We all have the ability to touch the lives of those around us. Moms, dads, neighbors, teachers, friends. These are the people who are always there to listen when we need to talk. Though their actions may not always be monumental, they are always felt. To someone going through a difficult time, a text, a call, or a visit can mean so much. Reach out to the veterans in your life today. Let them know they're not alone. One simple act can make all the difference. That's the power of one. If you're a veteran in crisis or know one who is, visit VeteransCrisisLine.net for free 24/7 confidential support. Or call 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.
You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network. BB King and You too. I like that. The B.B. King's awesome with them. I like these ensemble kind of things. That's awesome. You know, I'm still not over last week. Like, how did the whole Japanese army, like, get out of town and nobody knew about it? Yeah, I'm not okay. I'm not okay with that. We need to find out why. Alright. So, yeah, if somebody knows how we missed out on all of that, let me know, okay? Because I still don't get how that happened. Yeah, to me it's crazy. How did everybody get out of town? Like, where are all the ships in the Japanese harbor? They're not there. Any activity around the bases? No, it's very quiet. Okay, where is everybody? What about the barracks? They're empty. Where did everybody go? Where did the whole damn Japanese army and navy go? Is that of interest to anybody? Nothing to see here. Keep it moving. Yeah, no kidding. Okay, let's talk transgender. Okay, so I see this article yesterday about this guy who says, hey, these questions about transgender service are legitimate. They're straight up legitimate. And he said, I'm a transgender person. Now, he's the first human in, I think, in American history to be categorized by courts as neither sex, neither, he's binary, whatever the hell that means. Let's see. Let me just find it. Let me find him. Let me find him. He won't be hard. Trust me. And here he is. All right. And so I started reading this because I'm trying to find out if what I'm saying is complete garbage about transgender. This debate is not about transgender dysphoria. Is about transgender dysphoria, not transgender military service. And the person's name is Jamie Shoup, S-H-U-P-E. And the article starts like this, all right. As a transgender military veteran, an Army retiree, and the first person in the United States to have their sex legally declared as non-binary, I have a vested interest in the outcome of the transgender military service ban. In the days when transgender military service was banned, I spent 18 years of torment, fearing that I might not get my retirement check and the subsequent military benefits. Today, that pension income is my livelihood while living as a birth member of America's most hated minority group. These military retirement benefits are also my source of health care. But as a former senior enlisted military leader, I also have a duty to speak the truth about the problems with transgender military service. The same military leadership manual that taught me always to do what's right for the Army and for the nation continues to guide me to speak honestly. When Missouri Representative Vicki Hartzler pointed out that a service member becomes non-deployable for 210 of 235 workdays, that doesn't make her a bigot. The harsh truth is she's simply being a good custodian of the nation's tax dollars and making sure our military is combat ready at all times. Being combat ready means that as many people as possible are deployable at a moment's notice. Hartzler would be derelict in her duties as a member of the House Armed Service Committee if we're not. When a service member becomes non-deployable because of gender transition-related surgery, they're going to not only be on duty in some cases, but they will also be on light duty for most of that time. Yeah. So anyway, so I read that, and then I heard for the first time in my life gender dysphoria. The debate isn't really about transgender military service, it's about gender dysphoria. Just because someone is transgender doesn't make them unfit to serve. Quote, transgender, unquote, is a very large umbrella. Some populations under this umbrella have zero medical needs and do not suffer from gender dysphoria. But if a service member is affected by gender dysphoria, it can seriously affect their duty performance. While they're obsessing about their gender identity, don't have their head in the game. Pointing this out doesn't make anyone a bigot, transphobic, or a bad person. I'm hearing words I've never heard. Transphobic. Untreated gender dysphoria causes anxiety, depression, and suicidal ideations. This is all well documented medically. The best known treatments for gender dysphoria are hormone replacement therapy and a variety of surgeries. These treatments are not as harmless as the American public has been led to believe. And he talks about some issues that he had while he was dealing with his dysphoria that almost killed him. And it had to do with taking too much estrogen that caused blood clots. Transgender military service in harsh overseas environment is simply not possible for all transgender people. I served, and I didn't die even though I didn't get any trans health care. I've never tried to commit suicide. That's because I was psychologically tough and overcame gender dysphoria. I believe that if I'm capable of military service without medical treatment, then I should be deemed fit to serve. As a member of the most unemployed minority group in the nation, I desperately need that option. Okay, then there's a section about unfairness to biological females. So in this section, and I won't go through it, what he talks about is it's not fair men moving into, and he was part of the equal opportunity, he was equal opportunity staff NCO for his unit, and he said, I used to take complaints all the time. He said, well, it's not fair when a man becomes a woman and then competes for promotion because they're physically more dominant and will be promoted faster. That's a legitimate beef. But what I want to get to is this final paragraph, and then I want to get to Dan LaMoth, who wrote a article about the things that the DOD is going to have to deal with as it attempts to navigate this whole transgender issue. And again, we've discussed about this. A number of times, but I would tell you that I wasn't comfortable with, how does this happen and what happens here and what happens there? Okay. This last little part is called Facing Facts. As a former senior enlisted leader and as a non-binary transgender person, that means he's not categorized as male or female now. My allegiance is not to the trans community. My allegiance is to the defense of this nation. That didn't change when I lived as a transgender woman for 3.5 years. That's why I am speaking out. Because not every member of the transgender community is fit for military service, nor is every male or every female for that matter. President Trump is seriously mistaken in putting a blanket ban on transgender military service because not every trans service member is impacted by gender dysphoria. Neither does every trans person need to transition their sex. But the president and those who share his views are not completely wrong. Those surgical and hormonal treatments for gender dysphoria have problems. Okay, so gender dysphoria, right, is the disconnection between what's in your head and what you are physically, right? So you're dislocated, right? So the treatments for that dislocation are hormonal treatment and surgical treatment. Okay, so that's how this issue is solved. Those surgical and hormonal treatments for gender dysphoria have problems and complications. The unfair effects of transitioning people on the military promotion system are real and discriminatory against biological female. Time away from duty and being non-deployable are indefensible. Pointing these things out does not make me transphobic, nor does it make me a traitor to my own community. I am speaking out because the U.S. Army trained me to tell the truth. And telling the truth is the only way America can win its battles. Jamie Shoup retired as a sergeant first class from the United States Army. In 2016, Jamie became the first person in the United States to have their sex legally designated as non-binary. All right, so what exactly does non-binary mean? I'll give you the definition here real quick. See, everybody learning something this morning. I love that. Non-binary, not relating to, composed of, or involving just two things. Two, relating to, using, or denoting a system of numerical rotation that does not have two as a base. Okay, so it's non-binary, so it's not one of two things. All right, so that would be male or female. So he's non-binary. He's something else. All right, now, with that said, Dan Lamoth, Washington Post, about 18 months ago, five issues the U.S. military must still address about allowing transgender service. Dan's going to join us tomorrow, so we'll get a chance to talk to him in person about these things. And we'll also get a chance to talk to him about the Red Sox and the Yankees, because he's a Red Sox fan. And he's going to comment on the Yankees getting Giancarlo Stanton. He was not very happy about that when we spoke yesterday, just for the record. So, anyway. Dan Lamoth coming on tomorrow. So we'll get kind of an update on this story, which, again, I will tell you that I clearly don't know as much as I should about it. Anyway, let's see. Okay, one, forming rules for restroom, showers, and other day-to-day functions. Okay, whatever. Finalizing details on joining the military while transgender. Okay, got that. Three, handling physical fitness requirements. Do they have their own criteria? If you're male to female, do you have a different criteria than biological females that you have to pass? If you're going female to male, do you not have to meet the male requirement? You know, wow, right? Holy shit, right? So the PFD goes, females over here, males over here, people in between, you're in between right there. All right, everybody ready? Let's go. Stand by. Figuring out a plan for deployments. All right. This is to me where the part that I've spoken about and am unsure of. All right, the RAND study, and this is the RAND issued a study about a year and a half ago, which is what the article was based on. The RAND study noted that in foreign militaries that accept transgender service, commanders have reported that those who transition genders, and again, not everybody does, can do their jobs effectively. But the study also suggested that it can be a complicating issue during deployments, especially for those in the infantry or other units that do not readily have access to refrigeration needed for some medication. Okay, so that is something that somebody either emailed me. I'm not sure how I saw that. I think it was an email comment that somebody made about, you know, hormonal replacement. Other countries have found that in some cases it may be necessary to restrict deployment of transitioning individuals to austere environments where their health care needs cannot be met, the RAND study said. Deployment restrictions may also be required for individuals seeking medical treatment, including those seeking hormone therapy and surgical treatments. As with many other aspects of transgender military service, the issue can be handled in the past on a case-by-case basis. Now, here the issue is, how do you create policies for them? When there's so, when everybody's almost their own individual case, how do you create a policy for that that's fair? You know? I don't exactly know. So again, so what you're trying to do is you're trying to be fair, and yet it looks to be a little bit problematic. And so how do you do it? I'm not sure. So we'll have him on tomorrow and we'll talk about some of these things, some of these issues. So the things that I found out that I did not know, you know, some transgender people don't require surgery. Didn't know that. I thought everybody did. I thought that was part of the definition of transgender. So I guess it would appear to me that if you're okay and you categorize yourself as transgender, but you don't need to be sexually reassigned, like how does anybody have an issue with that? Physically fit, mentally fit, identifies with a different gender. I don't know. How do you eliminate that person from serving? I don't know that you can. Yeah. Okay. All right. So I just wanted to lay a little bit of groundwork relative to transgender people. I did not know that much about them. And so it was a little bit of a discovery. It also, though, confirmed It also confirmed about hormone replacement, if you have surgery, the ability to deploy and stay deployed. So to me, that's an issue that if you can't solve that, it puts you in the same category as a diabetic. There's a lot of diabetics that would make great, you know, military people, but you can't bring them on board because their medical requirements are too great. So what do you do? Well, you say we're sorry. Can't do it. All right. So again, we'll talk to Lamoth about that. And so how does the DOD? I think you can serve transgender as long as you don't require, you know, surgery. Once you require surgery, your time away to successfully complete that stuff directly conflicts with your ability to be deployable. And it's going to be that way for no short period of time. It's going to be that way if, again, I'm curious with Lamoth and with the whole process of changing your gender, you know, you don't produce those hormones naturally. So don't you have to be on them for the rest of your life? I think you do. So if you have to be on for the rest of your life, then you can't be in anything that would cause you to deploy to an austere environment for an extended period of time, because there might not be a refrigerator. And there shouldn't be the requirement, okay, I can enlist, but I can only be sent where there is a refrigerator. Then every diabetic ought to be able to enlist as well. So, I don't know about you, but I found it interesting. Just a little bit of education, and Lamoth will join us tomorrow, and we'll learn more about it. So, we'll take a break when we come back. Steve Bannon. And I'm going to, play Bannon, and then I'm going to stop it periodically in order to, how do I say this? I'm going to stop it periodically in order to comment on what he says. Now, if you close, and I want you to close your eyes, pretend it's not Bannon, pretend it's somebody else that you, somebody maybe that you like, okay? And listen to what he's saying. Yeah. Listen to what he's saying, and then try to envision that it's somebody else. Okay, and then once you envision that it's somebody else, then we're going to pretend. Okay, it's not Steve Bannon, it's somebody else, and what are we going to pretend? Okay, well, we're going to play name the period of time and name who this might be. And I will tell you that to me, he sounds like a Democratic political candidate from the 50s. So, you're going to hear from him coming up next. We'll take a quick break, and we're going to talk about economic nationalism, what it is, here on a Tuesday edition of All Marine Radio. Everybody getting smarter today. We love it. More of this incredible program. That's right. Coming up next, for God's sakes. Do not touch the dial, all right? Do not touch the dial. Economic nationalism, Steve Bannon, noobs. Are you looking for the perfect gift for somebody who's in the military, for a first responder, for a hunter, for an outdoorsman, or somebody that just likes cool military stuff? I've got the perfect gift for you, the Battle Mug. Starts as 10 pounds of aluminum, it's milled, machined, anodized, adorned with Picatinny rails, and then stamped with the serial number, and it's ready for you to make your own. Anything that went on your rifle or pistol can go on your mug, scope, laser, camera, light. Put a lid on it, and you're ready for the field. If you're inside, add a flag and an emblem, and you're set. Perfect for any commemorative event. Farewell, promotion, retirement, birthday, anniversary, or get out of the doghouse. The Battle Mug is the perfect unique gift. Check out the entire line of product at battlemug.com. Enter the promo code Marine for 15% off. Battle Mug is a veteran-owned and operated company. The product is made entirely in the United States. Check it out. Battlemug.com.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of the 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nielsen. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
I'm an individual member. I joined the Global South Foundation because I believe in what it can do, and I also wanted to stay tied to the community that I was part of.
The benefits for individual members of the Global Stock Foundation are two things. One is networking, keeping in touch with the community, developing new relationships at any stage of your career. And secondly, it helps people stay abreast and up to date on the latest issues that the stock community should be aware of.
The Global Stock Foundation is a great partner of All Marine Radio. Find out more about them at globalsoftfoundation.org/marines.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.